Hibernation.
Armchair rest. Inside caves and nests. Minding your own business. That's how it was once. In ruined places, the past lives on. Climbs knots of ivy footholds. Between the years, patterns form. I still do everything I used to love as a girl. Inside my room, TV and clocks track deep into longing. I list the changes, revisit once known places, an undisturbed, lost afternoon.
Winter is a time to cozy down, make the most of the extra hours of darkness, just being.
Why trees lose their leaves. In the very beginning, all the trees kept their green leaves the whole year round, in spring and summer, but also in autumn and winter as well. Down below on the bare ground, the mini-beasts and creepy crawlies suffered terribly in the harsh winter weather. As the first frosts began to bite, they cried out in the cold. Before long, their cries were heard by birds, swallows, swifts and house martins, preparing to fly to warmer climes for the winter months. They took pity on their tiny cousins and offered to carry them on their seasonal migrations. So the beetles and the bugs, the ants and the mites, the woodlice and wasps all clambered up onto the birds' heads and wings and tails. But there were so many of them that the birds couldn't take off, no matter how hard they flapped their wings. In the end, the birds had to ask the mini-beasts to hop off. Without fallen leaves for shelter, the mini-beasts began to shiver and shake. This time their cries for help were heard by a big brown bear. Taking pity, he offered to let them sleep with him during his hibernation. So the springtails and the spiders, the millipedes and centipedes, the bumblebees and butterflies all wriggled inside his thick fur coat and snuggled against his bare skin. With his body warmth, the little creatures began to wriggle and jiggle, causing the bear to feel itchy, and in the end he simply couldn't bear it any longer. He shook his furry body and the mini-beasts were flung far and wide. The little creatures crawled through the frosty forest, looking for any shelter. Eventually, they came to a clearing, where human beings were sat around a roaring fire, keeping warm and cooking their food. The people invited the mini-beasts to share their flames, making space by the fireside for the earwigs and earthworms, the harvestmen and hoverflies, the grasshoppers and leafhoppers. And at first, it felt good to be so cosy by the fire after the exposed elements. But soon, their delicate bodies began to feel too hot, dehydrating and cracking next to the fierce flames. Once more, they were back on the bare ground in the icy cold of midwinter. The mini-beasts started to weep and wail, but in response, there was a rustling amongst the leaves of the trees and a whisper of words. "We can help. We can help." And then, with a shudder, the leaves changed, from green to gold to brown to down on the ground. And now there was a thick layer of fallen leaves for them to crawl inside and shelter from the cold. They stayed there for the rest of winter, not too cold and neither too hot, until in spring the trees grew new green leaves. And that's why, in the wintertime, the trees lose their leaves.